Hello, we're back with 10 Minutes of Talmud, and today we will find out what is more important, Torah or Mishnah. So we'll say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. Okay, Yerushalmi Brachot, Chapter 1, Halacha 2, we're on page 11a2, and we're talking about if you're studying and it's time to say the Shema, do you interrupt? You're studying to say it. Okay, so Tama de Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Zeshinun. So here's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's reasoning is. This, the study of Torah, is one way of just like repeating Torah, the Zeshinun. And this saying the Shema is just another way of doing it. The aim of Atel Shinun Mipnei Shinun. So you don't suspend one Mishnah to do some other Mishnah. Now, okay, you can, again, just remember who this guy is. He's in a cave for 13 years. He maybe doesn't even know when the sun's coming up, when it's coming down. All he does for 13 years with his son is stay in this cave and learn Torah and just like recite Torah and Mishnah. Okay, so, I mean, I can kind of get where it all blends together for him. Okay, v'hatanimen, but whoa, wait a minute, we learned in our Mishnah, ha-koremikan ve'elach la-hasid. One who missed saying the morning Shema, and then he recites it, even if it's too late, right? He doesn't lose anything by saying it, right? Because he's still reading some words of Torah. Because he's just like a person who's reading from the Torah. But when you say the Shema at the proper time, then that is more precious, more dear than just studying Torah. So it's like there's a window of opportunity in the morning and in the evening to recite the Shema that is kind of like, you know, hitting a high note, spiritually speaking. Okay? Hee hee. Oh my gosh, sometimes it's pretty, the language is pretty terse, which, what it means here is, yeah, that's right for your ordinary Joe. Amar Rabbi Yudin. But Rabbi Yudin says, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Al Yedei Shehaya Tadir B'Divrei Torah. But with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he was studying Torah all the time. I mean, he's kind of up there in the spiritual heights with the Dalai Lama kind of deal. Okay, he's way up there. Okay, lefichach, eina chaviva yoter midivrei Torah. So in his case, no, studying and saying the Shema are basically the same thing, spiritually speaking, have the same weight. Amar Rabbi Abba Mare, latininan, elaka adam shehu koreh b'Torah. Well, wait a minute, wait. And he's trying to get back to the Mishnah there. He says, well, even if he says the Shema, it's not the right time, he gets credit as if he's reading something from Torah, which he is, right? Haba onata kamishnahi, but in its proper time, that's what the Mishnah was talking about saying it at sunrise. Okay? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai kada'ate, and this is according to what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, which he says, the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Amar, he said, ha'asek b'mikra, somebody who is studying scripture, okay, midah she'ein midah, has achieved a measure that is not a real measure. Okay? In other words, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, if he's studying a Mishnah and it's time to say the Shema, he won't say it. Because Mishnah is only Torah. Because Shema is only Torah and Mishnah is on a higher level than that. I know that wasn't what you were expecting. but it's undeniably here. So according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who again is, you know, he's an A-lister, saying studying Torah is on a lower level than studying Mishnah. I know, I can hear the preconceptions crashing down around your ears. V'rabbanan avdei mikra kamishnah. But the sages put studying scripture and studying Mishnah on the same level. Because they get it. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. You can't expect the rest of us to get to that level or stay at that level. Frankly, getting to that level isn't such a holiday either. After Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is in that cave for 12 years with his son, Rabbi Elazar, who is really never the same. He is a real piece of work. We could do a whole psychiatric evaluation on Rabbi Elazar's subsequent life due to the fact that he spent 12 years in that cave with his dad. When Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son Elazar come out of the cave, finally, they see people doing normal everyday things, you know, plowing and, you know, milking cows and things like that. And they get really mad because they're like, wow, why are they doing these things? They should be studying Torah. They should be reciting Mishnah. And everywhere they look, like fire basically comes out of their eyes and it burns up the world wherever they're looking. And God says, hey, guys, you need to go back into that cave for a year and cool off. This is how the world works. Everybody has their place. And these everyday normal acts, these are just fine. So you want to be up there on the top of Mount Everest, God bless you, you go be there. But don't come out here and come down to base camp and make everybody behave the way you behaved up there. See what I'm saying? If one of you guys that is listening is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, God bless you. The rest of us, studying scripture and studying Mishnah, they're both a good idea. All right, we'll pick it back up here tomorrow. Bye.